Good morning. Welcome to Mountain Brook Baptist Podcast, Project 119. I'm Angie, and I'm standing in for Mary today. Today is Tuesday, April the 4th. Today we'll be reading Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it. For we also have had the gospel preached to us, just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them, because those who heard did not combine with it faith. Now we who have believed enter that rest, just as God has said. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. And yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world. For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, and on the seventh day God rested from all his work. And again in this passage above he says, they shall never enter my rest. It still remains that some will enter that rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as he said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rest from his own work, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Thank you for being with me today and in this reading and sharing this time together. I just want to share one thought that I had when I was reading this. In Scripture 2, it says, For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard did not combine it with faith. Now we who have believed enter that rest. So what I thought about was they heard the word because they had no faith or lack of faith. It didn't combine. So for us as Christians, when we hear the word of God, it intersects with our faith, and the two combine together to give us the rest and peace that God wants us to have. And not only that rest for the moment and for the day, but for eternal rest and assurance in his love for us as his children. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I love you and I thank you for loving me, and thank you for this time to share your word and to let it enrich our faith and help us to grow in you, Lord. I just ask that you guide our thoughts, guide our words, guide our actions, and help us to glorify you in all that we do, Lord. And thank you for the blessings of this day, for family and friends, and for people we don't know that may come into our lives. Help us to share you and be with the many who need you now, and bless them and love them and give them the same rest and peace that you give us, Lord, as your Christian and as your Christians and as your children. Thank you, Lord God, for this day and for your love. In your holy name, we love you. Amen.